Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, back in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia got the Syracuse fight song going. We're waiting for Syracuse head coach Dino Babers. We have his assistant on the line. Is that right here, Gino? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hi, I have coach here. He is ready to rock and roll.
I don't know about that. I mean, coach doesn't have any energy or anything. What do you mean he's ready to rock and roll? Please. I don't believe it. I don't buy it.
Rock and roll, that's what we do out here. Come on, we don't even huddle out here.
I love that.
You know what? We don't even have stoplights that go red.
You're just a race car in the red. That's the only red you see. Welcome back. You're in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Always exciting to talk to Syracuse head football coach Dino Babers. Coach, how you been?
Good, Jane Danger. How you doing? Gene, how are you?
I'm well, Coach. Great to be talking to you. Your team coming off a 10-3 season, and this Saturday, spring football, Saturday, 1:30 at the Dome. This really weekend, it marks the end of spring practices. How have the spring practices gone for your team so far, Coach?
They've been long. They've been physical. We're banged up, but that's what spring ball's for. And then we got to get out of here, get our finals, take care of it, have a fantastic summer to give us an opportunity to do some things in the fall.
Exciting fall coming up ahead. We'll get more into that in a second with Coach Dino Babers, Syracuse football here in the sports bar this Saturday. A lot of fun for the fans. Floyd Little, Larry Zonka, Tom Coughlin, all making an appearance. Two Hall of Famers. Probably Coughlin will get in, you know, eventually here too. What can fans expect when they're coming out to the Dome on Saturday?
I'll tell you what, a crazy atmosphere, a family atmosphere, a lot of autographs, a lot of selfies, bring out the kids, get the cotton candy. Hell, we may have an elephant and a giraffe out here. Let's go. Let's have some fun. It's time to rock and roll. Let's go.
As we're looking forward to the fall, let's talk about the fall. Yesterday, Coach, we had John Wildhack in studio with us, and of course, we were talking about September 14th, the Clemson game, the game everyone's looking forward to. What is it with your team that has given Clemson the problems over the last 2 years, having defeated them 2 years ago, and you came awfully close last year?
You know, I don't know if it's our team and them. I know that we're looking forward to the 2019 season. I know we've got to start with Western Michigan, Liberty. We've got some other opponents out there, and Clemson just happens to be the first ACC game. It's going to be in the Dome. We'll be in the loud house. We'll have our fans behind us, and we'll have a chance. You know, those are the national champions. Last time I checked, they didn't even lose last year.
Coach Dino Babers, our guest here in the sports bar. Syracuse football, ESPN Rochester. Coach, what do you think about your recruiting class this year? Who are some of the freshmen that we should be looking out for on Saturday?
I'm never going to talk about freshmen because freshmen haven't proven themselves yet. We think we had a fantastic class, but I think we've got some seniors and some juniors that are ready to do some things, and their leadership is going to be the key to how much these young people can help us when we're going in the fall.
That's fair. I mean, one guy that is coming back, how about Tommy DeVito? What has he been working on, Coach? And I mean, I think it's fair to say Eric Dungy was more of a runner than DeVito, so if DeVito ends up being your guy under center, are you going to change the offense in any way?
You know, really good coaches always gear their offense towards their starting quarterback. So whoever that starting quarterback is, there's going to always be plays in that he likes, that he prefers, and it's tinkered and geared to his style. It's like a racing car. You build that car around the driver. If the driver likes it tight, then you make everything in the car tight. If he likes it loose, you make everything in the car loose. So we're going to build our build our racing car around our quarterback, and Tommy DeVito is doing a fantastic job right now.
Syracuse head football coach Gino Babers, our guest in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Let's talk about your backfield, coach. You got Abdul Adams, who is out for the spring practice with an injury, but you got Moneal, Jarvie and Howard all competing, not to mention a freshman that we've been reading about this spring, and Jahar Jordan. What do you like? Is there one guy that could rise up, take the majority of the work, or do you see this as more of a backfield by committee?
You know, we're always looking for one guy to rise up and just take control of the whole doggone thing. That's what we're used to, and that's what we prefer. If one guy can't handle the entire show, then we'll do it by committee. But we just want to put the best guys in the game and make sure they're fresh and let them go for as long as they can go so we can be as good as we can be.
Spring football Saturday, 1:30 at the Dome. Our guest head coach, Dino Babers, on the other side of the ball. I mean, how good can your defense be, coach? Because you do have a lot of senior leadership returning this year.
Our defense has an opportunity to be extremely well. I think it was a good defense last year. I think it was one of the keys to our turnaround. There's no doubt about that. And we've got a lot of those guys coming back, except for the linebacker position. I think our D-line is going to be good again. I think our back end is getting better, and our linebackers – I think the more they play, the better they'll get.
There's an excitement and an enthusiasm around Syracuse football. We're talking to head coach Gino Babers in the sports bar. I know this to be true because just last week the school announced that 4,000 new season tickets have been sold. So we're filling up the dome. How much of an advantage is that going to give you and your team as you head into this season?
You know, the loud house is our advantage. And we had a clean slate last year at home. We didn't lose a game at home. And we're looking forward to seeing if we can have an opportunity to do that again. And if we can do that again, then I think we have an opportunity to have a fantastic season.
I love the fact, coach, you're bringing back Floyd Little, Larry Zonka, Tom Coughlin, the history of this program, Jim Brown. It's like you're writing the new chapter here. I mean, how much do you teach your players about the great history of the Orange at Syracuse here?
You know, when I got the job, I remember talking about Jim Brown, Floyd Little, Larry Zonka, Ernie Davis, all the greats. I mean, all Joe Morris. I mean, all the old-time greats. And the whole key is we've had a fantastic past when it comes to football here at Syracuse University. And what we need to do is we got to bridge that past to the present so we can have an outstanding future. And as long as we've got those greats, those Hall of Famers coming back, and telling these young kids the way it used to be, I think we have an opportunity to take this place back to where it used to be.
Coach, I want to go back to that Clemson matchup that's coming up, homecoming as well for the team in September. You know, certainly you've spent some time, you have to have spent some time on Trevor Lawrence. I'm curious as to what you think the key will be to rattling that kid, you know, if he is indeed the guy that's behind center, if he stays healthy and he's behind center when he comes to the Dome in September.
You know, the thing, Trevor Lawrence is a fantastic player. I was watching him on his spring game last night on ESPN. The issue is you're not going to be able to get – he's not going to be the issue. You know how good he is. It's going to be he's got four returning offensive linemen in front of him. He's got a stable of 6'3", 6'4", wide receivers, and he's got a tailback that we couldn't tackle last year. I mean, you start putting all those things around him, and that's what makes him so dangerous. So his supporting cast is outstanding, and we're going to have to do a good job against all those guys to have an opportunity to beat a team like that.
It feels like all the chips in the center of the table move here, Coach, about not only do you get Clemson, but you're making it homecoming. I mean, this is – I can't recall the last time you had a game where everybody is just going to be looking forward to.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody's – I don't want to get into it. It's a good game. It's going to be homecoming, and, you know – we'll see how it goes.
Of course, you got a game against Liberty. What do we know about Liberty, your home, your first opponent on the road, Coach?
They changed their head coach, which means they changed to Hugh Freeze, who used to run the offense down to University of Mississippi, which means that you can get option-based, all crazy type different stuff. That's going to be driving our defensive coordinator, Coach Ward, crazy the entire summer because we have no clue exactly what they're going to do as an opener, and they have some really good athletes because Turner Gill used to be the head coach there. Yeah. He did a fabulous job recruiting. So between that game and the game before that, before we even get to the homecoming game, we've got Maryland in between there, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. We've got some high-powered teams. Maryland is being coached by the old offensive coordinator from Alabama, who almost got two of the Heisman Trophy. So we have two really legitimate opponents before we even get to that homecoming game that everybody's so excited about. So as a coach, I've got to temper some of that excitement and make sure that we're prepared for the first two so we have an opportunity to show our best, to be our best in the third game.
Plenty to be excited about Syracuse football. Yes, we're looking ahead to the fall, but this Saturday, the Orange hosting the spring football Saturday. That's 1:30 at the Dome. The Orange coming off a season, of course, where they went 10-3. We've had a few good minutes here with head coach Dino Babers in the sports bar. Coach, you know, have a lot of fun this weekend. We look forward to talking to you again here as the summer continues and as we get closer and closer to kickoff. It's going to be an exciting season for the Orange. We're excited for you.
Mike Danger, the best last name on radio. You guys have a fantastic morning.
He's the best! Syracuse head coach Dino Babers in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia.
You have the best name in the radio, buddy.
Well, thank you, Gene. Yeah. I can't take credit. I cannot take credit for it. In fact, I think Dino Babers is the first person
that made me spill the story
of how Mike Danger became Mike Danger. Because Chris Leverich just doesn't have the same ring to it. It's not as memorable, I guess. And now it's more of a nickname. Hey, if Coach Babers is fine with throwing out Danger and calling me, it's a good nickname. I'll take it. That was awesome.
Did you like how when I asked him the question about putting home opener, homecoming, Clemson, was he going to talk against that, and then he realized, nope, I'm going to hit the stop button here.
Yeah, he said, sounds like some... No, I'm not even going to go there. He was ready. We almost got him to crack. Hey, look, if you're the head coach of Syracuse, and you've got the defending champs coming in for your home opener, that's enough pressure. Well, let's just make it homecoming as well, so that all the alumni and boosters and everybody can be there as well. Oh, boy. And they've been competitive the last 2 years. They don't need motivation for that game. They'll be fired up for that game. I just hope it's not one-sided. And I think every year when they play Clemson, we expect it to be one-sided, and they surprise us. There's something about playing Clemson. Yes. Syracuse just rises up against them. And it will be an interesting matchup. I mean, you could project that both of those teams will be undefeated going into that game.
Can we say the Maryland game's a trap game, though?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're going on the road to Maryland. Well, you're thinking, oh, there's a yawn. Well, let's win this. We got Clemson. And that's dangerous.
And so. Coach Babers is not looking past any of it. I don't think he likes to talk about the Clemson. I think he wants to talk about Liberty in Maryland before you even remotely think about Clemson. At least that's good. That's what you want your head coach to be thinking. Like his take on freshmen, too. We'll never talk about a freshman.
Remember that down the road. No, do not ask Dino Babers about freshmen.
We'll not talk about a freshman. They haven't done anything. They haven't earned anything. We don't talk about them. Get back in your locker. Give me your lunch money. Carry my books and stop flirting with my cheerleader girlfriend, freshman. That was great. If you missed Dino Babers and all that energy, we'll get it up for you and shortly here on demand on ESPNRochester.com. And, well, earlier in the sports bar, we spoke with Dennis Bernstein of the Fourth Period, who's standing by his report that the Buffalo Sabres will not be the landing spot for free agent head coach Todd McClellan. Rather, his report has McClellan landing with the LA Kings.
He's firm on that. Did not waver one bit. So my read on this, Danger, I think it's pretty obvious what's happening here. That if there was a development, well, McClellan's not going to upstage his own kid. His kid's playing tonight, Denver, UMass, Frozen Four. You don't want it to be about dad. You want it to be about her son. So if Denver loses tonight, we might have news on this tomorrow. If Denver gets to the final on Saturday, then maybe Sunday or Monday we'll find out McClellan to L.A. Because if Dennis Bernstein's reporting it, I'm believing it.
We've got an arrest from a star player in the NFL to tell you about next with NFL Appetizers in the Sports Bar with Danger Battaglia. Appetizers brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com. The latest on Leonard Fournette and a Penn State running back making the rounds before his name is called on draft night 2 weeks from tonight. Can't wait for that. NFL Appetizers next on ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.